الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، continue our readings in the great treatise الأصول الستة, the six principles by the great Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. In our previous class, we were reading from the fifth principle. We're reading from the fifth principle. The author, he mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala, بَيَانُ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ لِأَوْلِيَاءِ اللَّهِ وَتَفْرِيقُهُ بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْمُتَشَبِّهِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ الْمُنَافِقِينَ وَالْفُجَّارِ. وَيَكْفِي فِي هَذَا آيَةٌ مِنْ سُورَةِ آلِ عِمْرَانَ وهي قوله قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله الآية. وآية في سورة المائدة وهي قوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا من يرتد منكم عن دينه فسوف يأتي الله بقوم يحبهم ويحبونه الآية. وآية في يونس وهي قوله ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون الذين آمنوا وكانوا يتقون. He says رحمه الله تعالى ثم صار الأمر عند أكثر من يدعي العلم وأنه من هداة الخلق وحفاظ الشر إلى أن الأولياء لا بد فيه من ترك اتباع الرسل ومن تبعهم فليس منهم ولا بد من ترك الجهاد فمن جاهد فليس منهم ولا بد من ترك الإيمان والتقوى فمن تعاهد بالإيمان والتقوى فليس منهم. يا ربنا نسألك العفو والعافية إنك السميع الدعاء. The author, he mentioned the fifth principle. The fifth principle is the clarification of Allah Azza wa Jal, glorified is He, of the awliya of Allah, and His distinguished separation between them and those who imitate them from the enemies of Allah, the hypocrites and the wicked evil ones. And what suffices for this is a verse from the chapter Ali Imran, and it is His statement, say, if you truly love Allah, then follow me. Allah will love you. And a verse from the chapter of Al-Ma'idah, and it is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, O you who believe, whoever from among you turns back on his religion, meaning Islam, Allah will bring a people who He will love and they will love Him, humble towards the believers, stern towards the disbelievers, fighting in the way of Allah and never fear the blame of the blamers. That is the grace of Allah He bestows on whom He wills, and Allah is all sufficient for His creatures' needs, all knower. He mentioned rahimahullah and a verse from chapter Yunus, and it is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, no doubt, verily, the awliya of Allah, no fear shall come upon them, nor shall they grieve. And they are those who believed and used to fear Allah much. Those who believe and used to fear Allah much. So we remember, reviewing from what has preceded in our previous class with regards to Al-Asl Khamis, the fifth principle, that this is with regards to al-walaya. Al-walaya is the opposite of al-adawa. Al-walaya, it means the original meaning of al-walaya is al-mahabba, love. But what it means is to have allegiance and to have an allegiance with Allah Azza wa Jal for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be from those who are the beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal, to be a wali. And there are those who claim to be wali. And this issue here, this principle is the clarification of the true wali. Who is really a wali? And what is the attributes of the one who is considered a wali? And are the attributes of those who are considered the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Waliullah. Or the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Those who are His allies. Naam, those are the ones who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who He truly loves. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, and He aids and supports and He guides and He blesses. Naam, the sifat and the attributes. Who really is from the beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal? Because the Jews and the Christians, they claimed that they were from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. They claimed that they're from the most beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah mentioned about them, if that is the case, then how come Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He punishes you for your sins, punishes them for their sins, whenever they claim this? And likewise, we see in the history of Islam, there have been many people who have claimed a walaya, and they claim that individuals were the wali, or that they're the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we see that many of them were from the most wicked of the people, claiming that he's a wali and that he has left off Islam. He doesn't even pray, but he's a wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. He doesn't give charity and he doesn't fast, but he's considered the wali. Or he has been known for committing fornication and drinking alcohol and the likes like this, but then he's considered wali. Na'udhu billah. This is not the wali of Allah. This is not the one whom Allah Azza wa Jal loves. But rather, what is established here in these verses, and the author, he mentioned what will suffice in the clarification of this are these three verses. If a Muslim, he just read these three verses, it would be clear for him who is the true wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهُ. So remember that the wali, he is the one who is the beloved one to Allah Azza wa Jal. The wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the one that has the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Because the origin of al-walaya wal-wala' is al-mahabba. The origin of this allegiance is love. Loving what Allah Azza wa Jal loves, and loving those whom Allah Azza wa Jal loves, and loving for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the true walaya, and this is the true muwalat. In this manner like this, and the wala that is for Allah Azza wa Jal, that is true and is sincere and that is acceptable, is whenever an individual, he loves what Allah loves, and he loves whom Allah loves, and he loves for Allah's sake, and he likewise dislikes what Allah dislikes, and he dislikes those whom Allah dislikes, and he takes enmity for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the true wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. And at the head of that, and at the top of that, performing and doing and loving what Allah loves, is the performance of the obligations, of the obligatory affairs, and staying away from the prohibitions. So from the greatest traits of a wali, of a true wali, the wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, the true ally of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that he is somebody who performs the obligations, and he is steadfast upon the fara'id. And he observes the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he stays away from the prohibitions entirely. He stays away from the haram. This is the sign of the wali. Naam, and that he is someone who follows the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That he follows him in creed and in belief, and he follows him in conduct and speech and in manners and the likes. He follows him in his actions of worship and his ibadat. This is all from the signs of the wali, the true wali. He mentioned the verse here, say, if you love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you. So we see that there's a condition for having the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla is to follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to claim to love Allah Azza wa Jalla is not enough, it's not sufficient. Rather, this one is easy for all to claim that they love Allah Azza wa Jalla. But the Salaf, they used to not be concerned so much about who loves Allah, but rather who does Allah love. And they have statements and they would say, لَيْسَ الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحِبَّ إِنَّمَا الشَّأْنُ أَن تُحَبَّ. The main affair, or the greatest issue, is not whether you love, but whether are you beloved. Whether are you beloved. And the condition for the love of Allah and obtaining the love of Allah Azza wa Jal is to follow and comply to the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if there are individuals who claim to be wali, and a wali, a true wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he would never claim that he's wali. If there are individuals who claim that they're wali, or they claim that an individual is wali, we look into a situation. If he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if he's steadfast upon performing the obligations and staying away from the prohibitions, then he might be from those allies of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But if not, then he's definitely not. He's definitely not. He's a liar. He's lying and he's betraying and deceiving the people. And this is not the case for the wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Likewise, the author, he mentioned that some other traits of the wali and these other verses that Allah Azza wa Jalla, that the author, he mentioned, O you believe, whoever from among you turns back on his religion, then Allah will bring a people who he will love them. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla will bring a people who he will love them. And so turning the back on the religion, and he turning away from the legislation, turning away from the commandments and prohibitions, this is not the way of a wali. Rather, the one who does that, then Allah has no need for him, and he will bring people who he will love. Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will bring people who he will love. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu man yartadda minkum 'an dinihi fasawfa yati Allahu biqaumin yuhibbuhum wa yuhibbuna. Nam, and then what are their traits? That they are humble towards the believers, and they are harsh against the disbelievers, and they fight in the way of Allah Azza wa Jal. They fight in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. They fight themselves, and they fight their own souls to be upright and to be steadfast upon the legislation and upon the deen, upon the straight path. Nam, they fight with their hearts and with their minds, and also with their wealth, to be upright themselves, and then likewise fighting the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whenever this is legislated, this is from their traits. This is from their traits, and they're not afraid of the blame of the blamers. And we have seen some of the benefits from these verses in the previous classes, And where we have taken off is the verse here. In our last class, we left off. The author, he mentioned the verse of Allah Azza wa Jal, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. This verse right here of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it summarizes and clarifies the reality of the true wali of Allah Azza wa Jal and the true awliya. And if a person were to ask who is a wali and what is his trait, he could recite this verse here. And he could see that it is made very clear by Allah Azza wa Jal himself in his book. Allah, he says that, verily the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, they have no fear on them, nor do they have any grief. They have no fear, nor do they have any grief. If one were to ask, who are they? What are their traits? What is the explanation? What is the tafsir of the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal? He mentioned in this verse, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned the tafsir, and he gave the explanation in the very next verse. And this is from the highest level of tafsir, explanation of the Qur'an by the Qur'an. أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who believe and they were pious and righteous. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and those who believe in His names and His attributes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who believe in the lordship and the dominion and the kingdom and the authority and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they believe in His rububiyyah and in his beautiful names likewise, and they believe that He is the only one worthy of worship, tabaraka wa ta'ala, alone with no partners, and they believe likewise in the angels, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُوبِهِ وَرُسُولِهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. They believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels. They believe in Allah Azza wa Jal and His angels and His books and His messengers. These are the description of the awliya. Those who believe, they have sincere faith, they have strong faith, and they believe in the hereafter, and they believe in the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. And they used to fear Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning that their actions testified to the truthfulness of their iman and their claim to belief, that they have belief and that they stated belief with their tongue. And they are people who said that they believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, but they didn't stop with only that statement. Rather, their body parts testified to the authenticity of that iman. وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. So these people who are truly the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, this verse right here is clarifying that. There are people who gather between two things. Al-ilmu wal-amal. Al-ilmu wal-amal. Al-ladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqoon. They believe, they have iman, which is knowledge. They know what they believe in. They know who Allah is. They know His religion, and they know what is obligatory upon them to believe in. They know who the angels are and what is obligatory for them to believe in with regards to the angels, and likewise the books, and likewise the messengers and the rest of the pillars or the fundamentals of al-iman. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. And they fear Allah Azza wa Jal. They fear Allah Azza wa Jal. Wa kanu yattaqun. And they fear Allah Azza wa Jal. They fear Him by complying to His commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and by staying away from His prohibitions. They fear Him by using piety and righteousness and taqwa in the compliance to His commandments, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and staying away from His prohibitions. So this verse here, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned, deriving from this verse, كُلُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا بِاللَّهِ وَكَانَ تَقِيًّا كَانَ لِلَّهِ وَلِيًّا. That everyone who is a believer and he is pious and he is obedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, then he is a wali. The wali of Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the correct belief. And he is the one who believes in what Allah Azza wa Jalla has made obligatory for him to believe in. And he is the one who complies to the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and he stays away from the prohibitions. This person is a wali. And he has the walaya of Allah Azza wa Jalla. So in general, every Muslim, he has a portion of this walaya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but it would be according to his iman and according to his actions and his conduct. It would be according to his iman and according to his actions and his conduct. It's been narrated that from some of the salaf that it was said that in Allah yu'ti ad-dunya liman yuhibbu wa liman la yuhibbu wa la yu'ti ad-dina illa liman yuhibbu subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah azza wa jalla, he gives the dunya, the wealth and the dunya, all of the worldly life, to those whom he loves and whom he does not love. But he does not give the deen, al-Islam, except for to those whom he loves, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if a person sees that he has steadfastness upon the religion and that he has a good understanding of the deen, this is a sign that Allah azza wa jalla loves him and that he's a wali. If he is somebody who is establishing the obligations to the best of his ability and staying away from the prohibitions, commanding his family with this, with sincere belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for his reward, then this is the sign that he is a wali from the awliya of Allah azza wa jal, from those who are beloved to Allah azza wa jal, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he loves them. Naam, alladhina amanu, and those who believe. This is the case. Verily, the awliya of Allah azza wa jal, who are they? The people that have two traits. Those who believe and work righteous deeds. And if they comply, they apply that belief. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Jam'u bayn al-immi wa taqwa. Taqwa, yani if bayn al-imani wa taqwa. They have knowledge and they apply it. They have knowledge and they apply it. They comply the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla, hoping for the reward and hoping for His mercy. And they stay away from the prohibitions of Allah Azza wa Jalla, fearing His punishment. In this manner, these are the ones who are the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is their virtue? لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون. They have no fear, and nor do they have any grief. They have no fear of what they are facing, and they have no grief from what they left behind. They have no fear in what they are facing, and they have no grief from what they left behind, what is behind them. Because whenever they were alive, or in their life, what has preceded, they either have removed the harm of that by making sincere tawbah, or that which has proceeded from their life was full of good and khair, seeking nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla from all different types of acts of worship. So they have no fear. They have no grief on what had passed and what is coming in the future. They have no fear because they have high hopes in Allah Azza wa Jal, and they have a good opinion of Allah Subhanahu wa Taala. Ahsanul amal wa ahsanul dhan billahi wa Azza wa Jal. They have a good dhan about Allah Azza wa Jal, meaning that they have good deeds and they have striven to comply to His commandments, and they are hoping for His mercy. Subhanahu wa Taala. These are the ones who are the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. The ulama, they have mentioned that the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, they're not all on the same level. There are those who are first and foremost in the height of nearness to Allah and obtaining a great portion of the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And then there are those who are lesser than them. And there are those who are lesser than them. And it's very beneficial for a believer to know the traits of the awliya so he's not fooled. And then likewise to know the traits of the awliya so he can strive to obtain them. And know the difference between those ranks that those awliya they have, that some of them are higher than others, so that he can strive to obtain the highest ranks. And he wouldn't suffice for the lowest level. But we see that the first stage, in order to be from the allies of Allah Azza wa Jal, and to be considered from the awliya of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he has to have iman. He has to have iman. Sincere, correct iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that produces the fruits of actions. And if he has these actions, performing the obligations and staying away from the prohibitions, this person, he's the wali of Allah azza wa jal. This is the person who is the true ally and the allegiance, and he is the one who has a good portion of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the one who performs the commandments. He is the one who performs the salat on time. He performs the salat in the proper manner. He performs the salat in the best way, the obligatory salat. He performs the fast of Ramadan. And likewise, the zakat that is obligatory on him, if his wealth reaches that limit, he is the one who performs the obligations that are upon him. He is the one who his tongue and his hands are, the Muslims are safe from his tongue and from his hands. He is the one who does not backbite the people. All of these are obligations that he has. He is the one who loves for his brother what he loves for himself. This is from the signs and the attributes of the wali, that he is complying to the commandments and he is staying away from the prohibitions. This has been clarified in an authentic narration that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has narrated. It's called, it's known as the narration of the wali, or hadith al-wali. There's a narration that is known to the ulama, hadith al-wali, the narration of the wali. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, he clarifies who the wali is in this narration. Allah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, meaning in a hadith qudsi, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam narrates that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned in a hadith qudsi, man aada li waliyan faqad aadantuhu biharb, that whoever has enmity towards one of my allies, then I have announced a war against him. Then I have announced a war against him. I have announced a war. أَذَنْتُهُ بِالْحَرْبِ. Allahu Akbar. مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا. Whoever has taken enmity towards one of my allies, then I have proclaimed war against him. I have proclaimed war against him. So harming a believer is something that is very dangerous. Harming a believer is something that is very dangerous. Harming a believer is something the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to seek refuge with Allah from that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every in his morning supplication, he would say in his morning adhkar sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an aqtarifa ala nafsi su'an aw ajurrahu ila muslim. Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from committing evil or something bad on my own soul, perpetrating against my own soul, or committing a sin on my own soul, something any bad or evil, su. And I seek refuge with you from bringing that to a believer, from bringing that to a Muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would seek refuge with Allah from harming a Muslim. أو أجره إلى مسلم. Some people, it's easy for them to harm a Muslim. Rather, the disbelievers are safer from their hands and from their tongue than the Muslims are. And if they do dealings with the disbeliever, they're upright and just, and they're honest, and they will never rip them off. But whenever his brother comes into the store, he rips him off first thing and lies to him and deceives him and sells him the cheapest or the worst product. And the likes like this, and it's easy for a Muslim to get over on his brother. Na'udhu billah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would seek refuge from that. It's easier for some Muslims to lie on their brother. It's easy for some Muslims to lie on their sister Muslim in Islam, or to deceive them or to cheat them. A believer, he should be careful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he used to seek refuge from that. That I would ever commit a sin or something that is su, something that is evil, and that I would bring that onto another Muslim. This is an adhkar, where a believer, he will say it every morning. Because this is what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would say every morning. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an aqtarifa 'ala nafsi su'an aw ajurrahu ila muslim. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he mentioned from the condition of iman, the completeness of iman, is that a person's tongue, that the other Muslims are safe from a person's tongue and from his hand. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, al-muslimu man salima al-muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadihi. This is the true Muslim, meaning the one who the Muslims are not safe from his tongue and from his hand, then his Islam is not correct and his Islam is not complete. What is obligatory from him in his deen is deficient. This person has fallen short in an obligation. In any case, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that Allah said, مَنْ عَادَى لِي وَلِيًّا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِحَرْبٍ. That whoever has taken enmity towards one of my walis, then I have proclaimed war against him. Whoever has been enmity for Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he has war with Allah Azza wa Jalla, he's Malik al-Mulk. The dominion is in his hand. This person, he is maghzud. He's abandoned and he has no good. He has no blessing. A person like this, then he will think maybe possibly that he is on top and that he is good, but in reality it is istidraj, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is leading him to his destruction and leading him to a foul ending, su'ul khatima. Because why? Because he harmed a righteous person, he harmed a believer, he harmed and he lied on him or deceived him or he cheated him and the likes like this. He spread lies and spread tales about him, he defamed him and he struck his honor or the honor of his family. Whatever the case may be, the one who does this to a believer, one should be careful. Maybe that person that they're harming and they're speaking bad about, maybe he is a pious person. Maybe he is somebody who establishes the obligations the best that he can. If he is, should be careful not to ever harm a person like that. Somebody who stays away from the prohibitions. Somebody who he does the obligations, and then on top of that he does the non-obligatory actions. A person of piety and righteousness. This person, he should be honored and not disrespected. He should be, one should make an allegiance with him. And one should make friendship with him. And one should take him as a companion, not take enmity towards him and not harm him. Now, and one of the important points to mention here is going back to the tartib of the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, how he mentioned this principle after the clarification of the ulama. After the clarification of the ulama. So the people who have the greatest status of this walaya from Allah Azza wa Jalla, this allegiance and this love and this protection and this guidance, and the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jal, they are the ulama. They are the ulama. They are the ulama. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned about the upright ulama, إِنَّمَا يَخْشَى اللَّهَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الْعُلَمَى, that the only one, the ones who truly fear Allah Azza wa Jal from his servants are the people of knowledge. Are the people of knowledge. So then the people who speak ill of the people of knowledge unjustly and unrightfully, and they spread that about them, then this is a sign that they have been abandoned from the grace of Allah Azza wa Jal, that their good is far from them, and that Allah Azza wa Jal has proclaimed war against them. So a person should be careful about that, speaking about the ulama, because they have the highest portion and the highest level of the walaya of Allah Azza wa Jal. And after them, the students that are upright, and then the Muslims that are upright from the people of the Sunnah that are known to apply these commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal and stay away from the prohibitions. These are the people of the walaya of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. These are the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. So a person, he should be careful. Allah Azza wa Jal, he mentioned about the believers and those who are righteous. Inna Allah yudafi'u an alladhina amanu. Inna Allah la yuhibbu kulla khawwanin kafur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned about those believers, those pious and righteous believers, that he defends them. Allah would defend them. Verily Allah, he defends the believers, those who believe. And verily Allah does not love those who are khawwan, yani sahib khiyana. He betrays the people. He betrays the people. He turns his back on them and he betrays the trust. Allah doesn't love these type of people. Naam, and likewise the one who are ungrateful. The one who is treacherous in his dealings and his speech. He doesn't love them. Allah, he says, he doesn't love them. And those who are likewise kafur, he's ungrateful for the blessings of Allah, Allah doesn't love them. So these people who are treacherous and these people who do not show thanks for the blessings of Allah, they're known to harm the believers. These are the type of people that harm the believers. They turn their back on them and they leave them in times of need, and they betray them and they act treacherously towards them. What did Allah say for those believers, if this happens to them? Inna Allah yudafi'u an alladhina amanu. That verily Allah, he defends those who believe. So a believer, what does he have to do? We've seen previously in the classes of the people of the Quran that whenever a person disobeys Allah with regards to his right, what does he do? He obeys Allah with regards to him. He obeys Allah. If a person betrays him, he doesn't betray him back. If a person lies on him, he doesn't lie on him back. If a person backbites him, he doesn't backbite him back. If he carries tales on him or betrays him or his trust, he doesn't do that back to him. Rather, he fears Allah with regards to that. And in this way, he will obtain this walaya from Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah Azza wa Jal would defend him. and Allah Azza wa Jal will defend him. So what is upon a believer in the times like this is that he will be steadfast upon the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he will hope for relief from Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and he knows that the people of taqwa, Allah Azza wa Jal, he defends them. وَالْعَقِبَةَ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْهُ مَخْرَجًا وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ وَمَنْ يَتَقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. This is the case for the people of Iman and the people of piety. So this is what he will hope for. وَاللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ خَوَّانٍ كَفُورٍ. Now, Allah Azza wa Jal, he promised in this verse that he would defend the believers. That he would defend the believers. It's been mentioned that the believers, whenever they're harmed, what do they say? That they just rely on Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمَا لَنَا أَلَا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَقَدْ هَدَانَا سُبُلَنَا. And why should we not rely on Allah Azza wa Jal? And he has already guided us to the right path. He has already guided us to the right path. The person who knows that he is upon the haqq and he knows he is upon the sunnah, then he would just be patient. And he would say, وَمَا لَنَا أَلَا نَتَوَكَّلَ عَلَى اللَّهِ. And why would we not put our reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal? And he's already guided us to this path. He's already guided us to this path. So the reliance upon Allah Azza wa Jal and the iman in him and complying to his commandments no matter what the case may be and hoping for his defense. This is the way of the believers. And knowing that the outcome is for the pious and the righteous. The outcome is for the obedient. These are the descriptions of the true awliya. These are the descriptions of the true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Now, these are the descriptions of the true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal, the people of iman. The people of iman, they have sound and solid, correct iman. They have belief in Allah Azza wa Jal, the belief that is beneficial. The belief that is correct. The belief that is sound. The belief that is solid. Al-Iman. A believer, he has to understand, a Muslim, we have to understand for our youth and for the elders that iman is the greatest blessing and greatest gift. And there is no one that can be a wali or have the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, have the blessing of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala except with iman. And this is the greatest favor that a person, if he has iman, he would do whatever he can to nourish it and to cultivate it and to keep it and to make it grow, to help it to grow. Because we know that iman, it grows. It grows, it increases. Likewise, it decreases. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he mentions about iman. He said, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. And iman, my noble brothers, is very important. This is the means for the walaya of Allah. Everybody who would like to have the love of Allah. If a person, if he thought about this, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the one who the kingdom is in his hand and the dominion and the power, the one who gives life and the one who gives death, the one who sends the rain from the sky in proportion, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, the one who splits the seed in the darkness of the earth, and he brings from that seed different fruits and different flavors and different trees and different plants and different vegetables in a manner according to his wisdom and power, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he wants to have his love. How does he do that? First, he has to believe in him. He has to believe in him. And the one who believes in him and his belief is correct and solid and sound, what does Allah do for him? يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah guides them by their iman. Allah Azza wa Jal, he guides them by way of their iman. He guides them to the correct guidance. He guides them to the correct deeds in this life. He guides them to the straight path in this life by way of their iman. By way of their iman. It's a means for guidance. It's a means for guidance. Now, this is what they do. They hold on to this iman. They hold on to this iman, which it is actions of the heart and actions of the body parts. It's a statement on the tongue. And it is actions in the heart and likewise actions on the body parts. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. This is the traits of the true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. Every believer, he should talk to himself and he should say, I want to be from them. I want to have the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to have the aid and support of Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to have the help of Allah Azza wa Jal. I want to have the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ that he would be angry with me. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ that he would be dissatisfied with me. A'udhu billahi that he would be upset with me. I would not want these things, that he did not like me. There are people that Allah does not like. Wallahu la yuhibbu kulla khawwanin khawwanin khafoor. He does not like them. He does not love them. Wallahu la yuhibbu kafirin. He does not like the disbelievers. Allah Azza wa Jal, he doesn't like the foul and wicked manners. Yubghidu safsafaha from the akhlaq, that these foul and lowly manners. Allah doesn't like that. So a believer, he would hope that Allah loves him and he wants to have the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he wants to be from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. He wants to truly be from them. How does he do that? الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. He is a person who has sincere belief. He has sincere belief and he fears Allah Azza wa Jal. He fears Allah Azza wa Jal with his hands and with his feet. He fears Allah Azza wa Jal with his eyes and with his ears. Before all of that, he fears Allah Azza wa Jal with his heart and his creed and his belief. Naam, and he applies this. This is the one that is the wali. This is the one that is the wali. The author, he's indicating that there are many of the people that claim to be wali, they're the ones that say if he's the wali, he cannot pray. If he prays, he's not a wali. If he gives charity, he's not a wali. Rather, the wali is the one who commits fornication, and the wali is the one who drinks alcohol. Even some of them that are so misguided from these different sects, particularly from the Sufiya, they will have the wali, the one they consider to be the wali, the sheikh of their tariqah, and then whenever he gets married, he'll take his wife to the wali for him to to have first go, so that he'll have the blessing of the wali and the blessing of the sheikh for his family. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. But this is the misguidance that we see that is coming from misunderstanding these traits and misunderstanding who's the wali. This person, he commits from the major sins and they consider him to be the wali. They consider him to be the wali. Some of them, he'll be somebody who is filthy and dirty. In many Muslim countries, you'll see this. He's filthy and dirty on the street. He doesn't work. He's sitting in the same place for years. He's sitting there. Somebody says, "What's wrong with this guy?" Oh no, he's the wali. He's the wali. He's the wali. He doesn't pray. And the prayer comes, he stays in the same spot. And it comes and goes. And he doesn't pray. He doesn't do anything. He's filthy. And then whenever they want a child or they want some blessing, they go to him and they seek blessing from him and barakah from him. And the likes like this, because he's the wali of Allah Azza wa Jal. That's what they claim. All from misguidance. Now, but one of the traits, alhamdulillah, Allah made it easy for us. Three verses, we just have to memorize three verses. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ. We know that al-wali, he's the one who is the habib. That's the case. Because wilaya is muhabba. The one who has the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jal, mean he has the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. What did Allah say about the love and obtaining His love? قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمْ اللَّهِ. Say, if you love Allah, then follow me and Allah will love you. Then Allah will love you. Follow me. And you follow the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then Allah will love you. Naam. And then from the likewise, those traits of them is that يُجَهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَلَا يَخَافُونَ لَوْمَةَ لَاهِمْ يُجَهِدُونَ فِي أَدَاءِ فَرَائِضِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يُجَهِدُونَ أَنفُسَهُمْ أَوَّلًا عَلَى هَذَا أَدَاءِ الْفَرَائِضِ. They strive against their own souls to perform the obligations and stay away from the prohibitions. وَيُجَاهِدُونَ أَدَاءَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And those who claim this allegiance, and they're truly the evil, they're not the allies of Allah, rather they're the enemies of Allah, and they're the allies of the shaytan. Naam, so the traits of the allies of Allah, Allah clarified in the last verse the author mentioned, أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. أَلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ. Those who believe and they do righteous deeds. Those who believe and they fear Allah Azza wa Jal by complying to His commandments and staying away from His prohibitions. So we see that this the hadith of the wali, Allah Azza wa Jal, He mentioned in the hadith Qudsi, مَنْ عَدَى لِي وَلِيًا فَقَدْ آذَنْتُهُ بِحَرْبٍ. That whoever has harmed or brought enmity to one of my true allies, then I have proclaimed war against him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His hadith Qudsi, clarifying the different levels of the awliya. And He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَتَ خَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That my servant has not sought to draw near to me or become close to me with anything more beloved to me, except I have made it obligatory upon him. Except that I have made it obligatory upon him. So this is the first status of al-walaya, the first level of having an allegiance and a love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's two levels. The ulama, they mentioned there's two levels. Those who truly have the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, they are upon two levels. Walayatullahi Azza wa Jal ala darajatain. The first one is in this narration here mentioned, وَمَا تَخَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّ افْتَرَدْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That my servant, he does not seek nearness to me with something more beloved to me, and that I love, Allah Azza wa Jal, that he loves, except I have made it obligatory upon him. So then performing the obligations, this is the first manner, and the best way, and the only way to obtain the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. how to perform the obligations, what he has made it obligatory. It's obligatory to do certain deeds, and it's obligatory to stay away from certain deeds. It's obligatory to have certain beliefs, and it's obligatory likewise to stay and to disbelieve in certain things. Huh? What's obligatory to believe in, and what is obligatory to disbelieve in? And this is the greatest of the commandments, right? If we want to have the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jal, we know that we have to perform what he has made obligatory. The greatest thing that he has made obligatory, to believe in. To believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and to disbelieve in the Tawgut. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى. That whoever disbelieves in the Tawgut and he believes in Allah, then he has grasped the strongest handhold, and he has truly fulfilled the requirement of La ilaha illallah. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he has many commandments and prohibitions, many things that he has made obligatory, many things, أَشْيَا كَثِيرَ أَفْطَرَدَهَا اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا, many things that he has made obligatory upon us. The greatest of them, التوحيد. And the greatest obligation to stay away from is shirk. Is a shirk. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَاعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَلَا تُشْرِكُوا بِهِ شَيْئًا وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Many verses in this manner. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتَ. That this is the case, that the wali, he is a person of tawheed. He is a person of tawheed. The true wali, the one who has the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jal and the love of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is the one who is a person of true, pure monotheism, singling out Allah Azza wa Jal alone in all acts of worship, staying away from shirk. Now, because a person, according to this narration, this authentic narration, from this hadith Qudsi, وَمَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي بِشَيْءٍ أَحَبَّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا فَرَضْتُهُ عَلَيْهِ. That a servant, he doesn't seek nearness to me with anything more beloved to me except what I have made obligatory upon him. The greatest obligation is to worship him alone, to stay away from everything that is worshipped besides him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, after that, what is the greatest obligation? Huh? As-salah. So then we could say, what are from the greatest signs that a person has the allegiance of Allah? First, he's a person of tawheed. He's a person of tawheed. He's a person that's far away from shirk. He's a person who's far away from shirk. He's far away from shirk. Whenever the seasons of shirk come around, he's not associated with that. He doesn't have Christmas trees in his store. He doesn't have Easter eggs for sale and Easter time. Chocolate Easter bunnies. All of these things. No, he's free from that. His tawheed is strong. He's clear about shirk. He stays away from it. Like this. Bara'a min ash-shirk. This is from the completeness of tawheed. Bara'a min ash-shirk. The one who's selling Easter eggs. And the one who is selling Christmas candy. And the one who is selling Halloween costumes. And the likes like this. This one, he's not completely freeing himself from shirk in the manner that is required. And this one, he has a deficiency in his tawheed. Although maybe he has some tawheed and he can be a Muslim, but this one is not completing that. He's not completing that. The wali, the one who has the complete allegiance from Allah Azza wa Jalla and love, is the one who has established first that tawheed, the right of tawheed, the right of Allah Azza wa Jalla to be worshipped alone, and that shirk is entirely, he's far from it. He's far from it. He's far from shirk. Ba'id. Qul al-bu'd. Ba'id from shirk. And all of its different avenues and ways. Naam, that's the first thing. And then after that, he's a person of salah. Person of salah, obligatory salah. Because that Allah Azza wa Jal, he said that no one seeks nearness to me with something more beloved to me, except I made it obligatory upon him. After that tawheed, the greatest obligation is the obligation of a salah. The obligatory salah. The five daily prayers. The five daily prayers. Naam. And in reality, in this salat, this is where there is manhood and rajula. Naam, and the manhood is in the salat. Some people, they don't know that. They think that manhood and being strong is that they lift a lot of weights, or being strong is that they can throw people around. Naam, and the likes like this, or they can move people around. But true manhood is in establishing the salat. Who knows the verse? Fi buyutin. أَذِنَ اللَّهُ أَنْ تُرْفَعَ وَيُذْكَرَ فِي أَسْمُهُ. أيوة. من that there are houses, meaning the houses of Allah Azza wa Jalla, that Allah has allowed that they should be established, and that His name should be mentioned in it, bil-ghuduwi wal-asal, in the morning and in the afternoon. Who are in these houses? Allah mentioned about the people who are establishing these houses, praising Allah's name in the morning and the evening, meaning establishing the obligatory salat. Rijalun la tulihihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillahi wa iqamis salat. They're men. Manhood is in establishing the salat in the masjid with the men. Manhood is not praying with the women at home in the house. That's not the man. True manhood is coming to the masjid and praying with the men, even though it's not obligatory for some people. Maybe they're further away, but this is the case. This is the case. Some people, he thinks he's a man, he can lift a whole bunch of things like this, 225 pounds. He can push it 10 times, 15 times, but that 2-pound blanket, he can't get it off his chest. Where's the manhood? Where's the manhood? Allah Azza wa Jalla, He mentioned that the rijal, where are the rijal? They're in the masjid. لَا تُلْهِهِمْ تِجَارَةٌ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وإقام الصلاة. That wealth or commerce, trading and the like does not preoccupy them or deter them from the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla and establishing the salat. Meaning a person, he can be a man and he can have a business and he can have money and he can have commerce and he can have trade, but that trade does not preoccupy him or cause him to neglect the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the establishment of the salat. And establishment of the salat, Shaykh Abdul Razak, he mentioned his benefit many times. Al-Rujula fi iqamati salat, fi hudur al-salat fi al-masajid, mar-rijal. Now that manhood is in establishing the salat in the masjid with the men. With the men, somebody maybe he lives further away, it's difficult for him to come to the masjid, let him come whenever it's easy for him. Maybe Dhuhr and Asr is the peak of the day and he can't make it because of the distance. He's excused. Maybe even his house is far away, even in for the Fajr, he's excused. But strive to. If you can't come for all five, come for Fajr at least. If you can't come for Fajr, come for Isha at least. Or Maghrib and Isha, catch two. Like this. But a whole day going by, he never came to the masjid. And this person, he can easily get carried away in this life. In these lands particularly, he can easily get carried away. When he comes to the masjid, he sees the brothers, this one is reading, that one is memorizing, this one is reminding him, this one is checking how his family, like this. He sees his brothers and he sees them striving and he finds comfort in their companionship and the likes like this. The one who gets further away from the masjid, he's getting further away from the believers. And it's dangerous in these lands, particularly in any land, but especially in America. But even if it's difficult, at least he wouldn't want to miss Jumu'ah, Salatul Fajr, on Yom Jumu'ah, the most beloved Salat to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Mentioned authentic narration, the most beloved Salat to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Salatul Subh, Yom Jumu'ah, for the most beloved prayer. So even if it's difficult to come at all, then he will at least come Yom Jumu'ah for Salatul Fajr. But a believer, he'll try to make it a routine. If he's further away, he'll come at least for Fajr and Isha, or at least for Maghrib and Isha, or whatever he can, whatever he can. If he lives near the masjid, he has to come for every salat if he's there. This is the case. But in any way, in any case, the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla is attained from his obedience. And there's nothing that is more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla than obligations. And the greatest obligation after the obligation of Tawheed is the obligation of salat. The obligation of salat. So a person who really wants to have the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla and be from the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jalla, he will establish the salat. And the best place to do that is in the masajid. In the masajid. If he's not able to establish it in the masajid, for whatever the case may be, he will establish it outside the masjid, in his home, or in his work, or wherever he's going. If he's in the street, he'll pull over. And this is the case. He established the salat for the wali of Allah Azza wa Jalla is established. He establishes that in his life. Likewise, his earnings and his wealth, all of these things are obligations. Obligation, his food. So, this is a great, great, great hadith. A great, great hadith. Very, very befitting for every Muslim to memorize and to know it, or to at least know the meaning of it. That there's nothing more beloved to Allah Azza wa Jalla except that He made it obligatory. So if a person is ever in between doing two deeds, one of them is obligatory, the other one is not obligatory, which one does he give preference to? Obligatory. Some people, he'll stand, for example, in Ramadan, they give great precedence to coming to Taraweeh, and they don't miss Taraweeh for anything. But he missed the obligation, the obligatory prayer, the reward, and the more beloved than the Taraweeh is the obligatory prayers, the 580 prayers. like this. Or maybe he will have khushu' jiddan, he will find khushu' in his non-obligatory salat. Maybe he'll pray sunnah and he'll find khushu'. Whenever he comes to the obligatory salat, his mind wanders. Shaitan is playing with this one. Shaitan, if he can't cause a person to not have khushu', for first he'll try to make him not have khushu'. He'll try to make him not have the benefit. But if he cannot stop him from that, he'll make him have it. And at a time whenever it's less beneficial, like for example, he'll make him have khushu' in the non-obligatory salat. And then he'll busy him in the obligatory salat. So in the case is a person, he should strive harder to perfect and do good the obligations. The obligation, the sign of having the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the walaya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that he has great concern for the obligations. For the obligations. The obligations, any meaning there's two types, any the obligation of performing the commandment and the obligation of staying away from the prohibitions. Staying away from the prohibitions, any wajibat. Wajibat ad-deen. To perform the obligations, stay away from the prohibitions. This is the focus of a believer. The focus of a believer. Why? Because he wants to obtain the pleasure of Allah. This is the way. The one who does this, he has the pleasure of Allah, inshaAllah, and he has the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and he is a wali. He has a wali, and he has the virtue of that he has no fear on him, and he has no grief, and that the end is for him, and the outcome is for him in the end, and that Allah Azza wa Jalla would defend him, and that Allah Azza wa Jalla yahdihim bi rabbuhum bi imanihim, that Allah will guide him in this life to the good speech and to the good companions, and he will guide him in this life to the good deeds and the good actions, he will guide him in this life to the good creed and the good belief, and he will guide him in that hereafter, to going over the bridge safely, and he will guide him to the hereafter, to his place in the paradise, and he will guide him to those gatherings where Allah Azza wa Jal, for those people of Iman, he reveals the hijab, and he shows them his face subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he speaks to them. Allah Azza wa Jal, he speaks to the people in Jannah. The people of Iman, Allah speaks to them. They see him, and Allah Azza wa Jal, he speaks to them. Nam salamun qawlan min rabbin rahim. Naam Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned him. Shall I give you anything more? So what is the first way? Who can summarize for us now the first way to have the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla? The only way I mentioned that the love, those who have the allegiance of Allah, there are two levels. The first level, they're the ones who perform the obligations. They perform the obligations. And then I got 5 minutes.
Sorry.
So then, if this is the case, those who perform the obligations, they have the allegiance of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they have the love of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What is the way to have a higher? The hadith, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned, the Prophet, he mentioned Allah, he says, وَمَا وَلَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي يَتَخَرَّبُ إِلَيَّ بِالنَّوَافِلِ حَتَّى أُحِبَّهُ. The hadith of the Prophet, he said that Allah Azza wa Jalla, he said, and my servant doesn't seek nearness to me with anything more beloved to me, except I made it obligatory upon him. And my servant will continue to seek nearness to me with the non-obligatory actions until I love him. فَإِذَا أَحْبَبْتُهُ كُنْتُ سَمْعَهُ الَّذِي يَسْمَعُ بِهِ وَبَصَرُهُ الَّذِي يُبْصِرُ بِهِ وَيَدَهُ الَّتِي يَبْطِشُ بِهَا وَرِجْلَهُ الَّتِي يَمْشِي بِهَا وَإِنْ سَأَلَنِي لَأُعْطِيَنَّهُ وَإِنْ اسْتَعَاذَ بِي لَأُعِيذَنَّهُ. الله أكبر. نعم. So the second level, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, and then after that, after performing the obligations, that the servant will continue to draw near to Allah Azza wa Jalla, to continue to seek His pleasure, to continue to try to do deeds that are pleasing to Him, non-obligatory deeds. Non-obligatory deeds until Allah loves him. Until Allah loves him. So meaning that the highest level of the walaya of Allah Azza wa Jalla are those who can comply to the commandments and stay away from the prohibitions, and then they increase. And that يَتَنَافَسُونَ فِي الرَّغَائِبِ وَالْمُسْتَحَبَاتِ وَتَرْكُ الْمَكْرُوهَاتِ وَالشُّبُهَاتِ. That they compete with one another after complying to the obligations and staying away from the prohibitions. They're competing in competition doing the non-obligatory actions. doing the non-obligatory actions, the non-obligatory prayer at nighttime, the non-obligatory prayer in the morning time, the non-obligatory prayer after the different salawat in the daytime, the non-obligatory fasting on Monday and Thursday, the non-obligatory fasting 3 days a month, the non-obligatory fasting yani one every other day, whatever they can handle, whatever they can bear from this, they strive to do more. Giving charity and trying to help the people. If they have some beneficial knowledge, they try to give it to their brother. They try to direct them and they give sincere advice, hoping for their reward. All of this competing to earn the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Hoping for the allegiance and the walaya from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hoping for His aid and His support, and hoping for His mercy. So this is the highest level and the highest rank. And the believers, they are all fluctuating in this. They are all fluctuating in this, and they have different ranks and different statuses in this life according to their iman and according to their deeds, and likewise in the hereafter. But these are the traits of the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal haqqan, the true awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal. They are those who believe in Allah Azza wa Jal, and they comply to His commandments and stay away from His prohibitions. In this manner, they will be on the straight path. And the one who dies upon this way, he's guaranteed paradise without any reckoning. This is the one who enters paradise without any reckoning. The one who, he dies upon the straight path. He dies upon the true iman in Allah Azza wa Jal. And he dies upon complying to His commandments. And he dies upon leaving off His prohibitions. This is the one who has the karama. And this is the one who has the honor from Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is what every believer, he hopes that he will be upon whenever that day comes for him, that he will be upon that correct path at the time whenever the angel comes for his soul. Naam, that's why Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, he mentioned, أَعْظَمُ الْكَرَامَ لُزُومُ الْإِسْتِقَامَةِ, that the greatest honor and the greatest gift and blessing from Allah Azza wa Jal, karama, is that he will be steadfast his whole life. Or the remainder of his life. He will be steadfast for the remainder of his life. Steadfast upon iman, steadfast upon the commandments, steadfast upon staying away from the prohibitions, far away from shirk, and far away from innovation, and far away from major sins, far away from having wealth that is haram, having money that is haram, or earned haram, or spending his money haram, far away from these things. This is the one that has the karam, and he is the wadi of Allah Azza wa Jal. The one who has the higher rank is the one who increases upon that, doing the mustahabat and the sunan al-rawatib, and doing the extra deeds. Naam, doing the extra deeds that are non-obligatory, drawing near to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this manner. So we see here the author, he also mentioned, he said, ثُمَّ صَارَ الْأَمْرُ عِنْدَ أَكْثَرِ مِنْ يَدَّعِ الْعِلْمِ وَأَنَّهُ مِنْ حُدَاتِ الْخَلْقِ وَحُفَاظِ الشَّرِّ إِلَىٰ أَنَّ الْأَوْلِيَاءَ لَابُدَّ فِيهِ مِنْ تَرْكِ اتِّبَاعِ الرُّسُلِ وَمَنْ تَابِعَهُمْ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَابُدَّ مِنْ تَرْكِ الْجِهَادِ فَمَنْ جَاهَدَ فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ وَلَابُدَّ مِنْ تَرْكِ الْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّقْوَى فَمَنْ تَعَهَّدَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَالتَّقْوَى فَلَيْسَ مِنْهُمْ يَا رَبَّنَا نَسْأَلُكَ الْعَفْوَ وَالْعَافِيَةَ إِنَّكَ سَمِيعُ الدُّعَاءِ. He mentioned here that the affair became to the extent that many of those who claim knowledge, and they claim that they are from the people of knowledge, and that they are the ones who guide the people, and that they are the ones who are preserving and protecting the legislation, and that they are the awliya, that they must leave off following the messengers, and that whoever follows the messengers, they're not from the awliya, and they must leave off fighting in the path of Allah, and whoever fights in his path, he's not from the awliya, and they have to leave off being concerned with iman and righteous actions, and whoever is concerned with iman and righteous actions, he's not from the awliya of Allah, because the awliya, they have reached the status that after that they don't have to worship Allah anymore. Rather, this is for the layman and not for the awliya. And he said, "Oh, our Lord, we ask you for pardoning and for safety and security. Verily, you are the one who hears supplication."
Wallahu a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.